Welcome everyone to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I told everybody earlier in the show that Logan and Bo have come pretty close to the end of their adventure from Vietnam through Laos, Cambodia just recently, Singapore, and now in ending up in Malaysia. Singapore, I was talking to her by Skype last night, and Singapore was fascinating for a couple of reasons. One of the things, how clean it was, and I've heard that. I've heard the only place cleaner than Germany is Singapore. But also the rules and regulations there and the way they treat people who break the rules and the laws. Eye-opening. The other thing eye-opening was how expensive it was. They've been on the cheap on the rest of their trip. Really, they're really very good about that. But Singapore, very expensive. So more like here, maybe even a little more in some cases. So looking forward to all the tales and all the photography. We've got some there for you now on YouTube, and then some is in the members area, and it's scattered around. We'll be putting it all together, show you some of the interesting things that they ran into. We've probably got more about her trip on Facebook right now than anywhere. So just go to Facebook, and you can go to facebook.com, The Dirt Doctor, or go to Howard Garrett. There's a couple of Howard Garretts. One of them, interestingly enough, I've been meaning to try to get a hold of, and I haven't done it yet. I've been delinquent in doing it. There's another Howard Garrett that is an expert in orcas, killer whales, and I would love to talk to him and maybe even have him on the air sometime, but we have not met yet. A previous call in the second hour, the hour that just ended, we were talking about tomato varieties. Buried in Facebook, and I'm trying to find it, we had a list of tomatoes that we recommend ourselves. Bob Webster and I came up with one first, and then both of our respective listener audiences came up with their recommendations of tomatoes that they've had the greatest production with, and they like the taste and all that kind of thing. And I never did put that into a finalized list and in a newsletter for you, and put it in the library, I don't think. So I was trying to dig it up out of Facebook and get that put together for you. And if anybody still has any input on that, that'd be great. If somebody finds it before I do, do a cut and paste and stick it higher up on Facebook and help everybody out. Back to the phones. It's James in Allen, Texas. Hey, James.
Well, good morning, Garrett.
What's up?
I've got a methyl plum. It's about 6 years old.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a dwarf plum. And it blooms every year, just beautiful blooms. But it never sets any plums. There's maybe once or twice it has set some about the size of a match head, but they all go away.
Well, methyl is not normally a dwarf, James, so maybe you've got something else there. Methyl is one of the more easy-to-grow plums for this part of the world. So that's a possibility. You may have one that's just not very well adapted, you know, for where you have it. So
well,
you might try planting a few more, you know, maybe plant another methyl, because I'm suspicious that you even have one. And you might try Bruce and Ozark Premier, Santa Rosa, some of those, and have more than one.
Okay, well, I've got Santa Rosa and Ozark Premier. They're in a small orchard about 50 yards away.
Okay, are they doing okay?
They do just fine.
The okay.
Only problem with them is I've got so many fuzzy tail rats out here that they eat them off before they ever produce a peach.
Oh, and, man, I know.
Yeah, and the ones they don't get, they wind up getting fungus on them.
Well, if that's something we can help you with. I don't know about the deer, but the fungus and insect diseases, it's remarkable to me how often I run into this. Now, you've probably been listening to me for a while, but are you sure that you have the trunk flares dramatically exposed on those trees?
They're somewhat. I think they probably need another 3 or 4 inches of dirt off of them.
Yeah. Well, if you admit that they're somewhat, that means they're not good enough. And it'll fascinate you if you really dramatically expose the flares of those fruit trees, how the disease and insect problems will just kind of go away. Yeah. It's not going to help you with the deer and with other animals that eat the thing. I mean, the sweeter and better the fruit is, the better, the more they like it. So you're coming up with fences and nets and all the wild stuff we have to deal with is what you have to go with there. But as far as insects and diseases, we can help you with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this Methley plum, I bought it at Callaway's, and they said it was a dwarf.
Well, maybe there's a form of, I mean, it's a dwarf Methley. I've never seen one.
Well, this thing's about probably close to 20 feet tall, which is not very.
Doesn't sound very dwarfish, does it?
No, it sure doesn't.
All right. Well, if it's not producing and hadn't for a while and your others are, it may just be a bad variety and you may want to cut your losses and try something else. If you haven't already, drench with Garrett juice in the root zone, spray the trunk and the foliage, and that will help set fruit better than anything. And if it doesn't after that, I'd give up.
Mm-hmm. Years ago, I had what's called a Burbank plum.
Hmm.
And okay. That was the best plum that I've ever ate. But I can't seem to find it anymore. I just wonder if it's a variety that they've just quit producing.
I've never seen it around, so I'll make a note of it here. Burbank plum, okay?
Burbank plum.
All right. I don't know it, but I'll see what I can find out, too. James, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
It is Fran's turn in Fort Worth. Hi, Fran.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Doing very well.
It's been a while since I've called in on anything. But is it too late to put out cornmeal and molasses on the yard?
It's never too late.
It's never too late.
To get the fertilizer value.
Okay.
It will be too late to get the pre-emergent herbicidal value if the weed seed have already germinated.
Yes, I've got dandelions here and here and there, and I can't get down to dig them out anymore. I have to have yard work done.
Well,
and they don't seem to want to get down on their knees and dig them out.
I understand. Well, you might convince them that it's wonderful salad ingredients, and maybe they'll help you more often on those dandelions. Spot spraying is all you can do once they're growing like that. But the answer to your question is you can use corn gluten meal as a fertilizer anytime.
Oh, okay.
And you can use dry molasses as a fertilizer and a stimulant for biological activity anytime. So that's the answer on those.
Okay. I notice whenever I have any fire ants, I go out and douse them with molasses, and in a day, they're just about gone.
Now, they don't like it, especially if you broadcast it or spray it all over the whole property. They'll pretty much leave the property.
I try to. Thank you very much. That's what I needed to know.
Thank you, Fran.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Hey, Doris in Cedar Creek Lake.
Hi there, Mr. Garrett. I have a question back on tomatoes. I've been hearing about a tomato plant called Mortgage Lifter. Can you tell me about that particular tomato plant?
I don't know that one. I haven't planted it before. Where'd you hear about it?
Oh, gosh, different places, the nurseries.
Mortgage Lifter.
Yeah, people talking about it. Actually, right now I'm on the Internet, and there's an article, a long article, about Mortgage Lifter tomato story.
Okay.
Shows a picture of the man there with his plants and how he got this plant so big and what he did. But anyhow, he paid off a six fat back in the 1940s. His home was had a $6,000 note on it. He sold enough plants to pay his home off.
Well, this may be the fellow that I was talking about a couple of weeks ago that grows his indeterminate tomatoes, 15, 20 feet tall, and has to harvest them with a ladder. And he's the one that uses alfalfa a whole lot, and also ground up and chopped up kudzu in his compost. Is that the guy you're talking about?
I remember hearing you talk about that. In this thing I'm reading here, though, it hasn't said anything about it. I can't remember
his name offhand, but if you think of it.
This guy is nicknamed Radiator Charlie.
No, that's not the same
because
guy.
Because he had a radiator shop at the base of a mountain that trucks would often break down, radiator break on them going up the mountain. So okay. They'd have to come back. And his shop being right there, he did radiator work at the base of the mountain. But, yeah, reading about it is very interesting. And I just want to get some of these.
I got to run real quickly here, but I'll see the words out there. We'll try to find out where to get that thing.
That'd be great.
Howard Garrett, be back right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will, too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs, ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation.
Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. I just found my list on Facebook of the tomatoes, so I'll try to gather that all together and turn it into a final document, make it easier for everybody to find. Right now we're going to go to Gecko Hardware and talk to Andrea. Hello, Andrea.
Hello, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. How are things there?
Oh, just wild and crazy. We had a just incredible day yesterday. Everybody's out gardening and taking care of their pets, and I took my baby ducks and put them in a little baby pool out in the parking lot and had tons of folks come by and take pictures of the ducks, so that was real fun. It's been wild.
That's good. I was showing some people in my talk at Marty's event yesterday about the Haint blue paint. I could tell that quite a few people in the audience had not heard of that technique and that way to go, but y'all can help people with the Haint blue paint, can't you?
Oh, we can. And, you know, it's funny, Howard, a lot of these old wives' tales are so true, and Haint blue paint's one of them. We have found that it actually does keep wasps and bees and hornets and things away from your porch. I guess they see the blue and they think it's sky and they don't nest there.
That's the only thing I can figure out. I was showing them pictures of our eaves after 3 or 4 years, and they're just still just as clean as a whistle. Spiders won't build webs there. And a lot of those things that it repels, I like mud daubers and wasps and spiders. But when they build and make a mess, you know, that's a problem. And the Haint blue paint, you put it on there, and it's a done deal.
Well, to me, it's the perfect thing because it doesn't hurt them. It just keeps them from nesting right by your front door.
That's right.
Which is great. Wanted to mention to you, we were on TV again this last week, which is awesome.
Cool.
We are so thankful for that exposure. And we were showing off something you and I've talked about, these little raised bed corner kits that are so easy to make. And basically, it takes away anyone's excuse for not having a garden. If you can't put they're, you know, as simple as a child's toy, you snap them together. And my gang built one in 55 seconds on TV.
That's great.
On Friday morning, so that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. There's really no excuse to not do gardening. You can do it in pots or little containers like that and plant some small things, flowers or edible crops. A lot of the herbs are very easy to grow from seed or transplants, either one.
Well, and I want to see your tomato list, and we'll certainly make an effort to get those varieties over at Gecko for your listeners who live in the Dallas area.
Yeah, I think the reason I let it fall through the cracks is people are talking about it wouldn't work, you know, across the country. And it really does. A lot of them in there are pretty. In fact, we got calls from other parts of the country, and some of the ones that were recommended do well in a variety of locales. So we'll put all that together, and it'll give people at least a starting point for trying some that are as close to foolproof as possible. So.
Well, and I've got to mention my favorite, which is those little yellow pears.
Yellow pears are good. They are very good. They have a good flavor also.
Well, they don't make it from the vine into the house at our place.
Well, they're on the list, so that's definitely one, that we like as well. Tell everybody where you are real quick.
We are in East Dallas, right near Ferndale and Northwest Highway, about a mile east of White Rock Lake. So come see us if you're in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we're open till 6 today.
We'll see you at Gecko Hardware.
Thank you, Howard. Take
Talk
care.
To you, Andrew. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
And there's an open line for you at 866-444-3478. Maggie in Dallas. What's going on?
No, Maggie in Fort Worth.
Oh, in Fort Worth. You know, I'm looking right at the words Fort Worth and said Dallas. How's that?
Do you remember last week somebody called in and asked about that product called Grassology?
Yes.
And you said it looked like from the mix it was for northern climate.
Well, that's what I've...
And when you look at the claims on the package, it sounds like it must have encapsulated in the seeds or in the package, it must have some fertilizer, time-release stuff, or, you know, pest or herbicide or something. I mean, it sounds like it comes with stuff to keep it going. But I looked it up online, and I found that there's a lot of SEO activity, search engine optimization. If you search on that term, you only hit the positive remarks and the ads. I think they've been placing this in a lot of places. So I went to Amazon to see if it was there, and there were some more gushing reviews.
Yeah.
So I wrote a review, and I just speculated what was in the product and basically repeated some of the thoughts you had about it, you know, being very expensive and being not for every climate. And it's interesting. They must watch Amazon and various other places because they have their reviewers coming in to offer, no, that's not true at all. And I basically just said, you know, you should use an organic program and skip the expensive stuff like this. And those kinds of companies are out there pushing their products in a way that a lot of more naive internet users aren't going to realize, you know, that it's not a real review that a lot of them are reading. It's the company placing them through various pseudo accounts.
Well, I agree. When I was doing the searches of them like you, I kept coming back to something that was obviously written by them, you know, or somebody that was a friend. And I only found one place where it said what the seed was. Did you ever run into that?
I didn't write it down, but it was fescue and something else. It was a mix.
Yeah, it's fescue, bluegrass, and rye.
That's right.
That won't work in the South. I mean, that'll work as a winter overseed, but it's one of those mail order and advertising the magazine things you got to be careful about. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Okay, sorry about that. I was talking to Maggie off the air, and she's maybe still there. Maggie, you still with us? I think she's gone. But anyway, we were talking about the reviews of this grassology. If you missed that, it's a grass. It's kind of like some of the other foolproof plant. There's some grasses and there's some other things that are sold on magazine ads and newspapers and all that claim to save money and grow feather trees. There's some trees that are sold that way. A lot of times it'll grow anywhere in the United States, grow faster than anything and solve all your problems and blah, blah, blah. And the latest one that came up on the show last week, it's called Grassology. And it's very difficult to even get to a place where you can find what it is. I finally did. It was fescue, bluegrass, and rye, which are all three cool season grasses, and you could use them as an overseed in the south, but not as a permanent grass. And up north, they'd probably work pretty well as a permanent grass, but there's nothing in the literature and in their advertising anything that gives you any indication that it's nothing but fescue seed, bluegrass, and rye grass, which you can buy at any nursery or garden center. So be careful about those things that promise really unusual, exotic, wild things that work better than anything on earth. Tim in Kaufman, Texas, next up. Hey, Tim.
Good morning, Doctor.
What's up?
I just wanted to give you a call. First off, I'm a long time listener, a total organic convert.
Well, good.
And I do appreciate you and your show and what you do. And I just wanted to say hello. And I've been meaning to call you and tell you about my old granny who used to mix up a concoction for fertilizer. She called it barnyard tea, which is basically your manure tea. And that she was using that way back, and I just wanted to bring that up to you and offer you that barnyard tea instead of manure. It sounds better.
Yeah, how did she make it exactly? Do you know?
It basically what you do, and this was years ago. This was when I remember it when I was 10, 12 years old, and I'm nearly 70 now. So it's been a while, and she was always concerned not to get too green of a manure,
mm-hmm.
and use the stuff that's kind of packed in, you know, and rotted out a little bit. But it worked very well. She even used it on her houseplants, and they were always beautiful. But mainly just wanted to say hello to you and thank you for what you do, and keep up the work.
Well, Tim, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Call us again anytime.
Thank you.
We've got absolutely wide open lines for you all of a sudden. Kind of an interesting thing. Gives me time to do a couple of things, but jump on here at 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. Just to talk about a few things I haven't talked about very much today, the stuff that is available from us. Especially if you're new to hearing about this natural organic approach, you can go to dirtdoctor.com. It's our website, and find a tremendous amount of information there. There's the home page. There's three yellow columns. Every one of those words is a button, and under that button is a whole category of something or another. Under the one called guides is where you'll find the recipe to how to make Garrett juice. Your homemade version of it, the sick tree treatment, the organic rose program, the organic fruit and pecan tree program, the tree trunk goop, all of that stuff, all the potting soil formula that I recommend is all under guides. Our newsletter is free. All you need to do is send us an email, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, or better still, fill out the form on dirtdoctor.com about the newsletter, and you'll get it every week. It comes out a different day pretty much every week. Just depends on when we get it finished. If you have a subject you'd like for us to cover, by all means, let us know. And also do that if you have an item, a subject, a point that needs to be covered in my Dallas Morning News column, which runs on Thursdays in the Dallas Morning News. Or you need me to put it into a newsletter, or at the very least, add it to the library. Our library on dirtdoctor.com is in just alphabetical order, and we continue to add stuff there. The dogs that we try to help, and the SPCA here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is under the button, SPCA button, rescue button or whatever it says on there. It says SPCA, though. And we do a creature feature, some interesting thing about animals, and we really run into a lot of stuff there. People send us some great material all the time. There is a membership area on the left side of dirtdoctor.com. There's a green button there, and it tells you how to, for not much money at all a year, you can be a member of the Organic Club of America, get a free copy of my book, The Organic Manual, and get access to questions answered on a priority basis, and also the videos and slideshows that we're doing. The new ones are all being put in the members area first before they go public. So there's quite a few benefits there. Some seed from my Inland Sea Oats production of the last year is still available to new members if you'd like some of that as well. And then the other thing, I guess I'll tell everybody, got a brand new book coming out right away. In a few weeks, apparently, it's going to it's coming out from UT Press, University of Texas Press, who's done a lot of my books, and it's called Organic Lawn Care. Back to the phones. We're reloaded here. Let me see if there was anything else I was going to tell you real quickly. Facebook, I should mention, Facebook is just gaining more and more activity there. It's an easy way for me to put real quick information for you on there and communicate with everybody. And we've got a lot of YouTube stuff. The stuff in YouTube is available, you know, to the public. And we just put a new introduction video on dirtdoctor.com. Check that out. And just continuing to move along. And right now moving over to Lyndale, Georgia, and talking to BC. Hi, BC.
Fine, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing great.
We have a problem with some birds under the carport.
Okay.
They keep building under that, and I don't know whether they poop in their nest or spit in it or what, but it makes an awful mess.
Smells bad anyway, huh?
Yeah.
I tell you something that I just talked about with the Gecko Hardware owner, Andrea. Is this a carport that has a ceiling?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you will look on my website on dirtdoctor.com under the term haint, blue paint, H-A-I-N-T, haint, like ghosts and goblins.
Yep.
Haint blue paint, it's not a brand, it's not a product, it's a color. And it was first used by freed slaves in Savannah, Georgia, a long time ago. And you can paint the underside of that, of your carport, take all the nests and the cobwebs and everything out of there, paint it all with haint blue paint, and they won't build again.
Okay. Yeah, somebody told us to get an owl, so we got
an owl
and put it up there, and I think they've tried to build in it.
That'll work for about 2 days, and then they'll figure that out. The haint blue paint really does work.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Give it a shot and let me know.
Have a blessed day.
You too. See you later.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Cliff in Fort Worth next up. Hey, Cliff.
Good morning, Howard. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Had a question about the tree American Yellowwood. I really don't know much about it. I read something not too long ago and seemed like an interesting tree. Didn't know if you'd ever had any experience about that.
I probably know more about it than anybody in Dallas. Which isn't very much. I've got one in the backyard, Cliff, and it's in an area. I planted it years ago when I was experimenting, planting a whole bunch of things, and it also was planted before I got into this trunk flare business of planting the trees nice and high, and it has limped along. It's done fine. The foliage color is good. It's just extremely slow growing. I need to go into that area and go down and get the ground cover off and probably expose the flare. You're reminding me to do what I recommend everybody else to do. It's a pretty tree. I like it. One of the best ones I've seen in this part of the world was up in Oklahoma. And all I can tell you is it seems to be adaptable to a wide range of soils and a pretty nice tree. Are there a lot of them around where you'd have a comfort level of investing a bunch of money in one? Not in this part of the country, no. And I'd keep it out of rocky soil. I'd plant it in some soil that has some pretty good depth to it. I think it's going to perform a lot like the real tulip tree. That does well in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We have one in the Lakewood area that's, I don't know, 65, 70 feet tall. It's a beautiful tree. Up in Boston, you know, they grow to be 150 feet tall. So they don't do as well as they would up in the Midwest, but I think that they will do pretty well here.
Right. Ah, interesting. I remember it does have yellow fall color. Is that correct?
It does have yellow fall color, and it can be pretty spectacular. Of course, in the Dallas Fort Worth area, our fall color is really all over the map because we have such a roller coaster condition of the weather in the fall. When you have the best fall color is like in the Midwest and the Northeast, where it gets, you have cold that moves in and it stays cold. You know, that doesn't happen down here. You know, it gets cold and it gets hot again and it gets cold and hot again. But the best fall color comes from bright, sunny places where the frost hits and it stays cold and never warms up very much again. That's where you get the brilliant colors.
Right. All right. Well, I appreciate the information.
Did you see one somewhere, or are you just looking at it in a book, or what was the deal?
I think I ran across it in a book, if I recall.
Yeah. Well, if you can find any, I think I can't remember where I got mine. I think I may have gotten it from a nursery up in Oklahoma, Sunshine Nursery, or one of those. If you call around, you'll probably be able to find some to buy mail order. I doubt that you'll find any in the garden centers in Fort Worth.
Okay, well, I've got plenty of room, so I might give that one a shot.
Give it a shot and let me know what you think.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Cliff. Bye. And that's American Yellowwood we were talking about, if you missed that on the front end of that conversation. Michael, hang on, Michael. We're going to take a break here. We won't be rushed. I'll get you as soon as we come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, number is 866-444-3478. And once again, if you haven't yet checked it out, check out our Facebook. Got some interesting stuff for you there.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. truth. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard back, and as promised, by the way, I did find the tomato information on Facebook. I dug down and found it and made a copy of all, not only our list, Bob and my list, but the comments that we got from a whole lot of people, and we'll turn that into a newsletter and get in the library so everybody can find it. You can find it on Facebook now, but you have to go down and dig around, and there's nothing showing but our list. And you got to go down to the bottom and click on the little button there that says comments. I just learned that for all that other stuff that everybody else wrote and talked about to come up. Here's Michael and Alan. Hello, Michael.
Good morning.
What can I do for you?
Just two quick questions, but to give you a little bit of background, I recently, 2 years ago, moved from California to North Texas, so I'm not quite used to everything here yet, but we started listening to you, and one of the things I know you said about crepe myrtles is that we shouldn't trim them back each year. We've got a crepe myrtle in the front yard of the house we're living in that probably stands about 20 feet tall, and it budded early last year, earlier than I normally expected, and it did the same this year, and then we got that last freeze, and now it looks completely all the little buds and everything fell off. So my first question is, should we trim it back at all, or should I just leave it and let it go after that last freeze?
First of all, crepe myrtles a lot of times look dead, but they're not. They haven't started coming out yet, and so it may not be as bad as you think. What I would probably do is wait and see where the new growth starts to emerge, and then if you want to, you can cut back to that point just to tidy it up. But I think you might be surprised, Michael, at how alive it still is, even though it looks pretty dead. I have some that don't look very much alive at all right now.
It surprised me because until we started listening to you, I everywhere I've ever lived, you know, the landscapers come in and cut them back.
Yeah,
every year.
It's a common practice, and it's really bad horticulturally, and it's not good for the trees in any way. You could have had some tip dieback. It happens on crepe myrtles, especially with the kind of winter we had where it was really, really hot, and then, you know, it dropped down to 15 degrees. That can kill tissue. There's no question about it, and it could have killed the tops back a fair amount, but rather than guess, let's just wait until it starts to emerge. You'll see where the leaves are popping out, and from that point on out to the tips, it'll be dead, so you can cut that material off at that point.
And then my second question is, there's this crazy grass that grows in patches, and my neighbor calls it Johnson grass, and I can't get rid of it. Does that sound familiar, Johnson grass?
Well, Johnson grass is a summer grass. It's not green right now, so I doubt that's what it is. Johnson grass is a big, tall grass. It was introduced as a grazing grass, and it has escaped and become a big weed all over the place. People also get Dallas grass mixed up with Johnson grass. It's the one that grows real low to the ground, like the size of a dinner plate or bigger, and has real tall seed heads. And it's a tough, tough perennial that's harder to get rid of than Johnson grass. If you have something green right now that's big, it's probably rescue grass, which is a cool season grass. And the best thing to do with it is just mow it off. You can spray it and kill it with things we've been talking about today, the vinegar products or the fatty acid products like Monterey or Scythe, and go that route, or you can just keep mowing it and wait till the summer grasses start to grow and not worry about spraying it.
Okay, yeah, and I was thinking of the summer stuff, so the Johnson grass or the Dallas grass is probably what we have.
One of those two.
Well, I've been trying to dig it out, but they're tough.
Well, you probably have Dallas grass. Johnson grass can't live in an area where it's mowed all the time. That's the easiest way to kill it. But Dallas grass can be mowed, and it'll live forever. And it's very tough. The best way to handle it is to chop it out with a hoe and throw some compost in the hole and be done with it, to be honest with you. That's really the best way to go.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Enjoy the show.
Okay, Michael. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate it. Let's talk to Leona in Plano. What's up, Leona?
Hi, Howard. I have a question about, I just moved into a new house, or an old new house, and it has a big, behind the pool, it has an old hackberry, I guess, that died, and it's probably like, the trunk is probably about 10 feet tall, and they topped it, but it's just sitting there, and it's kind of cool looking, and I want to get a vine to grow up it. Is it bad for the rest of the yard or the other trees to have a decaying piece of wood out there?
No, not at all. In fact, just the opposite. When you leave snags in a natural setting like that, that's part of nature. That's how nature works. It does that. And, you know, and birds come in and build nests, and insects inhabit it, and it stimulates a bunch of biodiversity, and it's really good for the overall thing. The only negative about it at all is if you don't like the way it looks. The other possible negative is if it's so big it could fall on something and hurt it. Vines that you could grow on it would include wisteria, the Texas or Iron Cross vine. It's a native plant here that's evergreen, has flowers, it's great. The passion vine, like we talked about earlier in the show, could do well on it.
Okay, I put a star jasmine.
That'd be fine. That'd be fine.
Okay. Great.
No problem at all. Appreciate you calling.
Okay, thanks.
Talk to you later. Those of you holding, hang on. I'll help you before I get out of here, and we'll go do some gardening in this beautiful day. I hope your weather is such that you can do that wherever you are in the country. Thanks for being with us. Had a good time today. A lot of good questions and all of that. Some good suggestions, some good reports. Go to dirtdoctor.com if you need something answered in the meantime. And don't forget to feed the birds. I'll see you later.